This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Okay.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen.
It is December 2nd, 2023.
This is The Rundown.
The address they told us to come to was 8334 King Drive. So I'm going to walk around, parked like right behind there. So I'm going to walk around.
And I'm taking a little walk down memory lane today.
Yeah, it's about 10:45 in the morning.
What you're hearing is me getting to the Chatham neighborhood last year. I went to check out this event, Be a Part of the Light, which is hosted by the organization My Block, My Hood, My City.
It's not too cold out. Thank goodness.
And all this was created by activist Jamal Cole.
Sounds like people giving Jamal his props. And
this brother is a trailblazer in the city of Chicago. But more so,
he gathered volunteers and donors to decorate the homes on Martin Luther King Drive with holiday lights.
Help me in welcoming my brother, our CEO, Jamal Cole.
I'm revisiting this story with you because it filled me with so much delight, so much joy, and it was moving to see all these neighborhood folks get together to make something beautiful. I mean, during the holidays, that's exactly what we need, right? Jamal says the simple act of putting up holiday lights can do a lot for a community, especially here on the south side of Chicago.
Well, first of all, thank you guys for coming out. I didn't come to sing a Christmas carol. I didn't come to, you know, spread a lot of holiday joy. I came to ask a question, which is, how come there ain't no holiday lights on the south side of Chicago, right? There's no ornaments in yards. I don't see the city pole wreaths that connect to the city's electric grid, and they light up the whole street. I've seen it in Edgewater. I've seen it in Greektown. How come there ain't no holiday lights on the south side of Chicago? So when you're going to hang lights today on King Drive, just know that you're the light in the face of darkness. And don't be ashamed when I say it's darkness on King Drive, man. Everybody knows a lot of darkness going on. I saw my first body on King Drive. They shot the dude 14 times. By the time I pulled up, they pulled off real slow. They weren't even in a rush. They pulled off slow and signaled at the light. How do you got so much darkness in your heart where you can shoot somebody 14 times but got the decency to signal at the stop sign after you shoot them? It's dark on King Drive. So what we're doing today is not just about putting up lights. It's about bringing light to an area that really needs it. So I want to thank you guys for coming out. Yo, this is the sixth year we do it. Give it up for yourselves for coming out, man.
Hopefully, I'm going to interview Jamal.
So if you don't mind, you can go over here. Hi, I'm Erin, by the way.
What's up, Erin? Jamal, how you doing? Where are you from? Great.
I'm from Detroit.
Really? Okay.
I like you tell I wasn't from here?
Yeah. Yeah, I could.
How?
Just the energy. It's just different. So it's refreshing. It's good.
Damn, though. It's only been like a second. Okay, well, that's great. I rep Detroit. I'm happy too.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so tell me, how is this an extension of My Block, My Hood, My City? Like, how do the two interact?
Yeah, so our mission is to take care of people no matter what. So we're like the Red Cross of the neighborhoods. We're like the new United Way. And so the city of Chicago likes to put police officers on King Drive. They like to put blue lights. They like to put cameras on the CTA. We're like, man, to increase public safety, we're going to hang holiday lights. And we believe that, like, that just feeling of hope is going to, like, reduce the blight. And so they put flowers downtown. Why don't we make the South Side inspirational to inspire kids, too? Like, you know, somebody intentionally thought about downtown looking inspirational. We have to be intentional when we're thinking about the South Side being inspirational, too.
Wow, that is really inspirational. I'm like, and it's such a great way to think about it, because it's true. You know, yeah. This is planning. This is city planning.
Exactly.
Like, it's not a mistake.
Somebody thought about, hey, the landscaping, how far my house is from the street. What does the sidewalk look like? They were intentional about it. And when it comes, they don't even call this a neighborhood. They call us a hotspot or an impact zone because it's so much crime. But it's like, nah, man, like, it's a crime that y'all didn't design this community to be inspirational. It's a crime that there's 15 currency exchanges and no banks. It's a crime that I got to order my food through bulletproof glass windows. That's a crime. And so, yeah, we're just trying to flip that on its head and add some positivity. And the people really are the light. I love seeing the people come out. Yeah.
Where do all the decorations come from?
Amazon wish list. We got them donated from all around the country. So we got literally $200,000 of lights that came in. And we said, man, we want some black Santas. We want some black snowmen. We want some gifts from
black and brown businesses, and people donated them from all around the country. They did.
This is the sixth year of Be a Part of the Light, and Jamal told me that in order to get homeowners involved in that first year, he put up flyers and knocked on a couple hundred doors on King Drive, asking folks if they wanted their house decorated. He told me that seeing the street lit up at the end of the day makes him feel happy and safe, and it makes him dream better. He's been through a lot.
Yeah, I'm grateful. You know, I got shot twice last year, and I'm just now getting over my PTSD. So, I don't know, just to be alive and to be able to still live in Chicago and walk down King Drive, you know, I'm thankful for God for protecting me and allowing me to dream bigger than my fear of being shot again, basically. So, yeah.
Wow, I'm really sorry to hear that, and yeah, I'm happy you're here also.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? My name is Lena. How you guys doing?
So, just to set the scene for you, we're in a big church parking lot near 83rd and King Drive, and there's got to be at least, I don't know, 200-300 people here. Lots of people dressed up, holiday gear, Santa hats. There's a double dutch team in bright matching team jackets. There's kids, there's older adults. And people are having a good time. The vibe is happy. It's hopeful. I mean, you hear the music? This is basically a party. At this point, people are lined up to get their decorations and their house assignments.
We're going to start by giving you one bin that's going to do two houses.
Do you mind being interviewed?
I might need to go help out.
Oh, that's okay. So, be super quick.
Okay. I just don't want to interrupt, but yes.
Oh, no, thank you. What's your first and last name?
Daniel Katz.
K-A-T-Z?
K-A-T-Z. Thank you very much, Aaron.
I've seen a lot of names in my life. Okay, so what do you do? What are you up to here?
What am I personally up to here?
Yeah.
Well, I'm an intern with My Block, My Hood, My City. Been interning for over a year now. Helping out at the biggest event of the year for them, which is Be a Part of the Light. It's all about getting our communities to come out and decorating the South Side with ribbons, garlands, lights. And we're decorating individual homes, primarily along King Drive, to light up King Drive, but we also serve other parts of the city as well.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Aaron. Looking forward to the interview.
Yeah. So this will...
Sorry.
Now, I didn't just show up to stick a mic in people's faces. Me and the rundown producer, Justin Bull, ended up putting some decorations up, too.
I got it. I got the good fingernails.
They put us with a group of volunteers, a guy named Dana. A woman named Jackie.
How are you staying warm? You bundled up?
Yeah, I'm bundled up. Guess my finger's about to burn off.
And Pamela.
I love the cause.
You've done this before?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Pamela was definitely our four-person.
Justin.
Like, for sure.
Guess what we're going to do? Go up, back, yeah, up, back, up, back, up, back. Okay, like that.
Can you tell me your full name?
It is Pamela Temple. I am the block club president of 6900 block of Michigan Avenue. I've been doing this, My Block, My Hood, My City, like the King Drive, for 2 years now.
So do you ever come back out to kind of admire your work or look at the houses?
I actually do.
Okay.
And I think it is so much fun because you got a lot of people that can't get out anymore, and it's always good to give back.
Yeah.
And I wish more people would do that.
Yeah.
Especially in our neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my story.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I'm seeing some folks walking with large bins. Between decorating houses, I went around to talk to some of the other volunteers and homeowners.
Joy Crenshaw.
And Darnell Crenshaw. And I think one of the things that brought us out, we volunteered this year during King Holiday, but we felt a need to actually give back and figure out how we can volunteer. So this was one of the reasons my wife saw it and was like, let's do this. So here we are.
I think it's also really important to make sure that you start with your own neighborhood first. And so we love the concept of, you know, My Block, My Hood, My City, and really just going block by block to bring joy, to bring happiness, to change the narrative. Every time you turn on the news, all you hear about is shooting and killing and negative. But really, if you can be a part of the things that you want to see, then you will see those things in your community. So that's what we have to do.
First of all, what can you say your name again?
Tay Hemphill.
T- Tay has been getting her house decorated for 4 years now.
And do you normally come and kind of sit out and be amongst the people?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm retired now, so I'm relaxing now.
Yes, you don't have to do any decorating now, huh?
Uh-huh.
She told me that in addition to all the lights and decorations, My Block, My Hood, My City gives her a stipend to cover the increase in her electric bill because of the lights.
So when you started to notice kind of all of the houses being lit up all along the street.
It's beautiful. It's very beautiful because, like I said, they used to go all the way down that way, like to 99th or something. It's just beautiful up and down the street. And when it's dark outside, it's really beautiful.
Yeah. You ever take a drive and just...
Yes, I take a drive. You know, we all appreciate it. And nobody bothers them. That's one thing we used to be like, they're going to come steal this stuff or whatever. You know, but no. They know they'd be here for the whole season.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Okay, so can you tell me your first and last name?
Lolita Scott.
What are you doing out here today?
So we are the Jumping Juniors. We are a competitive double dutch team here in Chicago for girls ages 5 to 18. We also are a mentorship program. We specialize, of course, in competition double dutch. And right now we're here volunteering, so giving the girls a little taste of how to help out. And we're also going to be performing today at 1:30 in front of the tree.
Yes. And I think it's really beautiful, too. This is y'all's hood. I mean, this is, you're on 90. Yep.
We're right up the street on 90th and King Drive.
Yeah.
Jumping Juniors. Look, Jumping Juniors. Love that. Your girl should be one. Look, no.
Now, the Jumping Juniors were color coordinated and bright. But these last few folks I talked to really got my attention with their get-ups.
You do have, look at your Grinch hoodie.
Oh, I have the pants.
I didn't know it was this Grinchy.
This is Mario Scott.
Tell me about your outfit. Describe it for the listeners who can't see you.
So I have my black and white Bah Humbug Santa hat. And then I have my full face, green, very green Grinch hoodie. I do have, by the way, pants and socks to match this, and shoes. I just didn't wear them today.
Wow. Mario tells me that the house people are decorating is actually his mother's house, and she's been part of this event since the beginning.
Normally, she's out here with me. She ran some errands and put me in charge.
Luckily, she finally told you that you...
Exactly, yes. Yes, okay. Yes. I got commandeered.
Do you usually come out here every year and kind of be present while everyone's... Okay.
I wind up making the news every year. And so it's like one of the... I mean, it's a little blur.
You stand out. I mean, people, you know, coming out here, we can see you very clearly.
Right. So I usually do this every year.
So at the end of the day, do you ever kind of stand out and just admire the lights?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it every year. My wish is to 1 year actually see the whole block lit up. I think that would be amazing.
Yeah.
And that would definitely make a statement as far as neighborhood and community and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my wish 1 year. I know my mom, she donates every year to my city. I'm going to follow this year and do the same.
All right. Because we got you on tape.
I know. But I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. What was your name again?
Finn Landis.
Finn and his mom, Jennifer, were some of the last folks I met. She gave me permission to talk to him because, you know, he's 12.
Okay. So, hi, Finn.
Hi.
How long have you been coming out here?
I think this is our fourth time.
Okay. And what is your favorite part about decorating these houses?
Well, I really like to see the, like, blow-up figures blow up. But I also like just like when you look at it at the end and everything's all, like, lit up and it looks really good.
Tell me about what you got on today, because you're looking very festive.
So I really love Christmas. It's like, you know, once Thanksgiving's over, it's like, what's the next holiday to celebrate? Christmas. So right away, I bring out the Santa hat. Today, I just felt like wearing, I had some, like, light bulb. I had a light bulb necklace, but it broke, sadly.
Dang.
And so, yeah, now I have these reindeer glasses.
Okay, so tell me about the reindeer glasses. They look great.
So they're, like, brown circles, and then they have little, like, antlers with some like holly and mistletoe on them. There's supposed to be a red nose, but that fell off.
You know, at 12, I don't think I was volunteering for anything. So kudos to
you.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
After talking to Finn, me and Justin decorated a few more houses.
Maybe is there enough to do that on both sides?
We took a group selfie with Jackie, Pam, and Dana.
Okay, everybody scrunch it. Okay, one, two, three.
Then we dropped off our stuff back at the initial party spot in the church parking lot.
Thank you again, everyone, for coming out today. Another shout out to our sponsor.
And that was it. We were a part of the light. But later on, after the sun had set and it was dark again on King Drive, there was one more thing left to do.
So what we got to do, we got to do a countdown. And we're going to light it up, all right? But I need everybody.
This is Stephen Gilbert. He's with My Block, My Hood, My City. And he led a few dozen folks still there in a little ceremony. They lit up a 15-foot community Christmas tree right there on King Drive. Wow, what a privilege to be a part of something like this. So often when you're volunteering, doing work in a community, it becomes more about necessities. Food, shelter, clean water. But that beauty I talked about earlier is also a necessity. Beauty is something we all deserve. And we need a little more of it in our lives, especially these days. And that's it for today. If you want to learn more about My Block, My Hood, My City, check out formyblock.org. Thank you to Justin Bull and Sarah Stark for producing the rundown, and to Ariel Van Clee for editing the show. Me and Justin both engineered this episode. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. I'm Erin Allen. Happy holidays. Thank you for listening.